From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Islamic State leader with ties to Paris tragedy is killed. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, speaking from Iraq, said in a news briefing today that Charafi al-Mudain was killed last week on December 24th.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdelhamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader. We killed him on December 24th in Syria. Al-Mudain was actively planning additional attacks against the West.
According to Colonel Warren, it's been a good month for coalition forces.
Over the past month, we've killed 10 ISIL leadership figures with targeted airstrikes, including several external attack planners, some of whom are linked to the Paris attacks, others had designs on further attacking the West.
Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound in a key western city. Iraqi state television reported that the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no other details. But an Iraqi military officer told the Associated Press that the prime minister met with security and provincial officials. The fall of Ramadi to Islamic State in May was a big blow to the prime minister's government and military. The United States says the killing of a top Syrian rebel leader complicates efforts to bring a ceasefire and political resolution to the country's nearly five-year conflict. Zahran Alush, the head of a group called Jaish al-Islam, died in an airstrike Friday that was claimed by Damascus. This is VOA News.